Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking getting to know Elvis's Memphis. All right, so you recently went to Memphis, to Graceland in particular, one of your most favorite places. I didn't get to go on this trip, but I'm so excited to hear what you did and where you stayed.
Yeah, well, so we actually the cool thing about this, I'm an Elvis fan. I got to talk to a lot of other even younger Elvis fans this time too. I went on a press trip with a bunch of journalists, and two things: we got to actually check out the brand new Elvis Memphis complex, which they just built and just opened in March, and then we also stayed at the guest house at Graceland, which opened last October, I believe they said it was September, October last year. So these are basically brand new places. The Elvis Memphis complex, it's gigantic. It's a $45 million, 200,000 square foot huge complex, and it has museums and shops and restaurants. You know, and it's already part of the popular tour there. And, wow. And the, you know, Graceland actually will average between 600,000 to a million, guests every year. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, so before, if you've never been to Graceland, it's really, it's just a house, and it's Elvis's house that he used to live
and
in.
And it's kind of small, actually.
It really is. I mean, compared to say like Beverly Hills mansions of, and stuff, his house that he actually owned in California was actually bigger than Memphis. And it's tucked, it's in a neighborhood, you know,
yes,
there. And so that's really what the tour has always been. And you got to see his cars and motorcycles and his plane. And of course all the jumpsuits and all the different things, but it's usually within the house. Now they have this huge complex, which is part of the tour. And they have it housed in many different areas where you can go see his movie stuff, his concert stuff, you know, memorabilia from all around. They have personal memorabilia. They also have this gigantic airplane hangar-like facility where they actually do events and concerts and stuff there. But during the tour, they will actually just play Elvis movies all day long.
Of course.
Yes. And so you could actually just go kind of hang out there, you know, in between your tour. The other thing, too, is they have several new restaurants there. Before, it was Slim Pickens. Slim Pickens before. And I'm not talking Slim Pickens, the restaurant, which I don't know what that is. But anyway, but they even have like a barbecue place that we actually ate at and actually conducted one of the interviews there. It's Vernon's Smokehouse, which is a really good barbecue place. And it's named after his dad, Vernon Presley. But anyway, it's a facelift that the Elvis Graceland really needed, in my opinion. You know, I'm an Elvis fan, but I'm not a completely geeky Elvis fan. Not compared to a lot of other people there. That I've seen a couple times that I've been there. But anyway, so, the complex is really good, but it also has, like I said, it has several different museum parts, but it also has memorabilia from today's artists too. It's like Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, Michael Bublé, as well as, you know, like Dolly Parton and all kinds, Johnny Cash.
The legends.
And, yeah, exactly. So what it is, they're trying to pull in other, you know, people and kind of tell Elvis's story of, you know, where his beginning and that he is the king of rock and roll and the influence that he's had on so many other artists as well, too. So I think that was a really great idea and really neat. One of the other things, too, since the last time I've been to Graceland, which I've only been three times. Last time I took you, it took my father and stuff. I think that was fun. Anyway, that Uncle Jesse himself from Full House and Fuller House, John Stamos, is actually and has been for the last several years the voice of the tour guide voice that you hear as you go through. And I think it's actually one of the better tours. I usually don't like an audio tour, but this one, he'll talk, you know, members of his Memphis Mafia, his family will talk, Elvis will talk, and then it ends up where he's buried and stuff. So anyway, so you hear, John Stamos, who is a huge Elvis fan.
Yes.
And talk about it. So it was really special for him. And one also Elvis geeky note that his character, Uncle Jesse, is named after Elvis's twin brother who died at birth, Jesse Garon Presley. And I actually never knew that. I never knew that because he's a fan on the show. Right?
You learn something new every day.
Right. So.
And so when we went, we stayed at the Heartbreak Hotel, which was definitely an experience. I think I did that. We were in our first year of dating. So, you know, you tend to do those things for other people.
Well, it was also one of the only places to stay.
Yes.
That was close.
Yes.
And it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. It was an experience, yes, is the word I'm going to use.
Yeah.
But now they have this amazing new hotel that you got to stay at. Mm-hmm. So tell me, like, what this is like now.
Well, this is the guest house at Graceland, as I mentioned before. This is a 450 luxury room hotel and resort. And it really is a resort. It is absolutely beautiful. It's designed really well. And it's actually the first 4-star diamond resort to open Memphis in like 100 years, they said. Something like that. Which is crazy. So, Memphis has really been growing. But that still kind of surprised me. They didn't have like, you know, top resort hotels there. They do already that have existed. This is just the first one that kind of opened. So, like I said, it has 450 rooms. It's really huge. They have a really cool reception area, which kind of leads into all the different bar areas. They also have really good restaurants there as well. They have a really cool pool area with even chairs that you can actually lay in the pool. And then there's service as well to grab a cocktail or something like that. So that's really cool. And the best part is it's right across from Graceland. And so you can either just walk right across the street or take a shuttle.
Or you could just stay there and relax while your husband goes to Graceland.
you could totally stay there and just chill and stuff like that. I didn't get a chance to do that. We had so much to see in Memphis where we were there. And they also have shuttles services to Beale Street and stuff. So that's really cool. One of the things I liked about it, the design of the hotel is really unique, and it's not crazy Elvis fans, real Elvis fans will love this design. But anybody that comes there, any music fan will come here like, oh, this is really cool. This is a really nice hotel. It's not cheesy. It's not, you know, Priscilla herself, Elvis's former wife, actually designed a lot of the suites, which are, those are a little bit more Elvis themed, if you will, but not tacky in any way, shape or form. In the lobby, go check our website and you'll see some we have some links to some of the things we're going to talk about today. But there's a picture in the lobby and these chairs that have these wings that kind of go up and stuff like that. If you look at them, go, oh, those are actually kind of interesting looking chairs. Well, they're actually designed to kind of replicate his jumpsuits that he used to wear in the 70s and stuff. Nice. So yeah. So and the only reason I know this is because they told me. So it's not that's not like some, right. I didn't look that up. And you, it does not like a look like his jumpsuit, like a chair jumpsuit. It's actually really coolly designed.
Right. So our first guest on the podcast, we're going to actually talk to someone from the guest house, right?
We are, yes. So we're going to talk with Keith Hess. He's the vice president and managing director of the guest house at Graceland. And he gives us an insider tour of this luxury resort hotel. But first, of course, we have to have a little bit of music. So we're going to have a little less conversation by Elvis himself.
All right, well, Keith, thanks for coming on the show all the way from Memphis. We really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to be joining you today.
Absolutely. So tell us about the history about the guest house at Graceland. And, I mean, like we were kind of just talking before, you know, there's been a couple of incarnations of hotels there. And I even watched an old 1972 documentary, Elvis on Tour, and I saw that there was like an Elvis Inn way before Graceland was ever open to the public. But now the guest house at Graceland is such a beautiful, you know, location. Tell us a little bit about the history and how that's come about.
Yes. So you are correct. I mean, Elvis had some drawings way back in the, I guess the late 60s of a, you know, he had so many people that were visiting and living with him at Graceland that I think even the story goes, I believe that him and his father, they drew up like plans to have like a guest house in the back by the stables. I think, in there, it was like five rooms, you know, a guest house with five rooms. I believe in, you know, of course that was never built. When Elvis Presley Enterprises, you know, worked with Priscilla and they started doing the tours of the mansion, they drew up about a 250 room hotel. This was in the early 80s, and I saw the blueprints on that hotel, and it, you know, they had this thing in the works as a project, and then they bought the old Holiday Inn across the street here, and they converted that to the Heartbreak Hotel. Mm-hmm. So they had that running for almost, I think, about 20 years.
Yeah.
They pulled the trigger and said, you know, we're going to build the guest house, and it's going to be a resort. And one thing led to another, and they broke ground back in 2000 and I think 14 or 15, 14, 2014, and this thing is a 450-room resort hotel that sits right next door to the mansion, and it's a four-diamond resort. We opened last end of October, like November 1st of 2016. So we're not even open a year yet, and it's going real well.
And you guys are one of the only or first hotel in a long time to open in Memphis as well, too, right?
Well, this is the, you know, the largest hotel project in Memphis in almost 100 years.
Wow.
And it's the only four-diamond resort in the whole, you know, area. There's four-diamond hotels. There's like three four-diamond hotels, but there's no four-diamond resorts like this in a, you know, 200 or 300-mile radius.
Right. I mean, and Memphis has really been growing, but now I think that's even more helpful, too, especially anybody that wants to go, you know, and check out that area, so much history of music there.
Yes, yeah, and there's a lot going on in Memphis right now, and we're just glad to be part of it all with with a four diamond resort that's just very well done. It's a beautiful resort hotel.
And this is also kind of in conjunction with the new Elvis complex, and I just spoke with the folks there as well too. But I mean, was that the sort of the plan to have the hotel and the complex open within within this year?
Yeah. So the Elvis Presley's Memphis, which is a 220,000 square feet entertainment district, opened in March of 17. So 5 months after we opened. And so now we're on this is a full campus environment. We have the mansion, we have the guest house resort, and we have the entertainment district, and it's on a campus, and then we have transportation that just moves you around the campus.
Right. What are some of the other features there? There's some really cool restaurants and bars and stuff like that at the hotel.
Well, at the guest house, at the resort, we have really three or four food and beverage offerings. We have EP Sports Bar and Grill, which is Elvis Presley Sports Bar and Grill. We have 12 big flat screen TVs that are playing all the sporting events because Elvis was into football and he liked sports. So we have the TV package with all the games. And that is our sports bar. We have live entertainment in there. We do karaoke in there on Wednesday nights. We play bingo in the sports bar. And we have, I believe, the best hamburger in Memphis called the Memphis Burger.
Nice.
Doing real well with that. And then we have Shake, Rattle, and Go, which is your Starbucks grab-and-go offering. We have the Lobby Lounge, which is open in the lobby, and then we have a piano in there and a piano player that performs. And we also have a guitar player three nights a week. So we got entertainment going in the lobby around the Lobby Lounge. And then we have Delta's Southern Kitchen, which is more of an upscale. It's that we do breakfast and dinner out of Delta's, and more of an upscale dinner offering. We have steaks, we have seafood, we have salmon, we got crab cakes. We got a couple of Elvis's favorites. We have the shrimp and grits in there, and some really cool desserts. We have peanut butter banana pudding and stuff like that. So it's doing well.
Right. And of course you got to have peanut butter and banana bread pudding and stuff. Yeah, exactly. One of the things I loved about it, and I actually had a view from my room when I stayed there, that the pool area, and I went down to check it out and stuff. So that's a really cool area as well.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Yeah, so we have the outdoor space. It's called the lawn. That's what we call it, the lawn. 5,000 square feet of event space out in the back of the resort. And then the outdoor swimming pool, the outdoor hot tub, locker room or bathhouse back there for men's and ladies' bathhouse. And then we have all during the summer, we have entertainment out there. And then we had shuffleboard tables, foosball tables, ping pong tables, that type of stuff out in the on the back on the lawn.
Right. And you guys also have like a big event space too, right, that you do movies and concerts and stuff?
Yes. So we have a 464-seat theater, state-of-the-art theater, Sony surround sound. And we do live performances. We do shows. We do entertainment. And then if we don't have live shows going on, we play an Elvis movie every night, which the guests absolutely love. They see Elvis on the big screen. We play all those old movies. And we also do a couple of his concerts, the 68 Comeback Special and Aloha from Hawaii. We probably play both of those probably three times a week or four times a week out of 7 days in the theater if there's not a live show going on. But,
right.
And we also have 20,000 square feet of meeting and banquet space at the resort.
Right. That's really cool. I mean, that's a really cool vacation to have, you know, an event or, you know, something or, you know, conference or whatever.
Yeah, we've had some really good acts. We had a couple performances over the 4th of July holiday with a couple live performers from Nashville that came over. And, you know, we sold 300 tickets for one of those events. And we will have, coming up in the fall and in the winter here, we'll have some Christmas concerts coming up this fall. We got a bunch of concerts coming up on December 15th and 16th, both here and over at the soundstage at the Entertainment District. For the holidays. So we got a lot of stuff. Just you got to go onto the website, Graceland.com or guesthousegraceland.com, and there's always a bunch of stuff with all our entertainment schedules posted.
That's cool. And one of the things I loved about the hotel is just the design of it. I mean, every place you go, there's a lot of really cool details, including like the staircase that you have there, and also like I heard a story about the wings on the chairs and stuff like that, but Priscilla had a lot to do with the design of this, right?
Well, Priscilla was really involved in the 20 suites that are up on the seventh floor, which we call the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
She did a really good job with helped design the suites after Elvis's apartment that he had at the Imperial Hotel in Las Vegas, which is the Hilton mm-hmm. Las Vegas, their house in Palm Desert, and his room up at the mansion, which is on the second floor. The TCB, taking care of business suites. So she helped design a lot of those suites. Around the resort, a lot of the what you're talking about is it's been, you know, this isn't a lot of you know, crazy Elvis stuff all posted all over the place.
It's really not.
The design elements are very tastefully done. That the colors that Elvis liked, and also furniture that he would like in today's times.
Right, right. Well, and also, too, I mean, what, you know, you see these days, too, you see so many generations of Elvis fans come through Graceland and now your guys' hotel.
Oh, yeah, we have, you know, pretty much all age groups now that are coming through, and a lot of fan clubs came through recently.
Right, yeah, the last few times I've been to Memphis and to the Graceland area, I see so many more, you know, either people just love the history of music and there's so much to see in Memphis anyway, and of course, you know, one of the main attractions is Graceland and, you know, and now you guys, you know, resort and stuff. So since you've got kind of been working there, have you found out any really cool fun facts about Elvis that people may not know, always know about?
You know, I you know, talked to Priscilla. You know, he really enjoyed his time in Vegas and really enjoyed living quarters. And they tried to do this suite here pretty close to that. You know, he had handpicked a lot of the colors and a lot of the furniture for that. But no, I mean nothing. No real secrets. No, there's a lot of stuff out there, as you know.
Right, right. And you guys, I mean, you guys are obviously close to Graceland, and getting around Memphis is pretty easy and stuff like that. Do you guys have, like, shuttle service to get to downtown Memphis and all around that area?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a shuttle. We shuttle back and forth to the airport free all the time,
cool.
And then which is only 3 miles away.
Right.
And then we shuttle down to Beale Street, historic Beale Street. We start that shuttle at 6 p.m. at night, and that goes to 11 p.m., and it's $5 each way. And there's a lot of people take us, take up on that to go down and see historic Beale Street in downtown Memphis,
right?
Which is
right.
about 20 minutes away.
Right. Right. And, absolutely. So does Elvis Presley Enterprises have any other plans of doing any other hotels and maybe other locations?
Not that I know of. I know that they're, you know, they still own a lot of acreage around Elvis Presley Boulevard here, and they're talking about, you know, maybe doing more stuff on the whole campus here. There's talk about, you know, adding more stuff to do on the campus, but another hotel, I don't think so, not right now. Not that I know of.
Awesome. Well, last question. Like, so what has been the reaction of guests when they come to the hotel? What have you guys kind of noticed?
They love the accommodations. I mean, it's a four-diamond resort. The guest rooms are very well appointed. You know, every guest room has a refrigerator and a safe and a Keurig coffee maker and a really cool clock radio. The TVs are 50-inch flat-screen TVs, and we have three or four Elvis stations that are on the TV, so you can watch movies. You can listen to his music from the 50s, 60s, or 70s. We're getting good feedback on the accommodations.
Okay, so next up, I got a behind-the-scenes tour of the new and massive Elvis Memphis complex. Tell me where we are right now. We're actually in the new Elvis complex that just opened a few weeks ago, right?
That's right. So we're sitting in Vernon's Smokehouse,
right,
which is our new barbecue venue at Elvis Presley's Memphis.
Right.
Elvis Presley's Memphis is the new 200,000-square-foot complex at Graceland across the street from the mansion.
Nice, nice. And so what was the plan of with the expansion? Why was the expansion kind of needed here?
Well, we... our complex, which was really the plaza across the street from the mansion, had been around for 30-plus years.
Yeah.
It started as a strip mall back
right.
in Elvis's day that we kept on taking over and adding more exhibits and restaurants to. But it had seen better days at this point. And, ownership felt that that we were ready and the fans needed something much bigger and better to house much more of our archives, the Graceland Archives, new restaurants, new exhibits, new gift shops, and what better time to do it than as we honor the legacy of Elvis during the 40th anniversary year.
Right. And what's, do you guys have big plans for that as well this year?
We do. Elvis Week is always a huge celebration. It's even bigger on the big anniversaries, and this will be the 40th anniversary of Elvis's passing. So the week of August 9th through 19th, about 10 days, huge celebration, panel discussions, concerts. We know Priscilla will be here, Jerry Schilling, Elvis's good friend. We bring back a lot of band members, et cetera, and we do all sorts of celebration, culminating with the Candlelight Vigil, which happens every year, where thousands of fans gather with candles and go past the gravesite near the mansion. A very moving ceremony that is well worth coming and visiting and seeing.
Right. And Libby, there also seems like there's more interactive stuff and more media stuff. Is that really kind of to try to reach a different generation, maybe even people that aren't Elvis fans too and stuff?
Well, one of the most remarkable new exhibits we have is the Icons of Elvis Presley exhibit. We've got artifacts from different musicians and artists that were either Elvis contemporaries or today's artists. We've got the jumpsuit that Dwayne the Rock Johnson wore on his tribute to the troops, which is, we had to have a buff mannequin for that one. We had to have a larger than what we normally do.
Right.
And it goes back to one of the most iconic pieces in the Icons exhibit is John Lennon's piano.
So
it spans the generations,
yeah.
And you're right, it does kind of bring it further into the 21st century and shows how much, how many of today's artists use Elvis as a landmark.
Right.
I mean, Michael Bublé and Justin Timberlake are also there.
Right.
But with regard to the interactive thing, we launched an iPad tour several years ago, too. John Stamos hosts that, a big Elvis fan.
Right.
But the idea there is rather than just an audio tour, that you can click on the screen, watch archival video of Elvis in the room, shot in the room where you're standing.
Right.
And so, yeah, that was deliberate right. to sort of bring us into the 21st
Yeah, and you could also see, like 360, you can see the 360 degrees, right, on
That's
the
right.
iPad, too,
That's
which
right.
is really cool.
Including rooms you can't even walk through, but
right.
you can get a 360, and you can zoom in on different artifacts in those rooms.
There's also a kids' version on the iPad as well, available in 9 languages.
Oh, really? That's cool. That's really great. It was cool that you have John actually doing the John Stamos doing actually the tour and stuff.
Yeah. Well, a big Elvis
yeah,
fan,
exactly.
Personally, as well as character in Full House, and he was just great about saying yes to doing it. He was honored to do it, and he's become a good friend of Graceland, and we have actually just did some updates to that tour, and we needed him to go back and voice some new material. Once we opened Elvis Presley's Memphis, we changed a little bit of we restored the racquetball court to what it looked like
right.
in Elvis's day. So we needed John to do more, and he couldn't have been more helpful to
right,
do that.
Right. Well, I think I've been a couple times to Graceland, and every time I've gone, the tour, the audio tour is one of the best, I
yeah.
think. That's always been cool. So now with that, it's even more added with the iPads and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's nice to hear John. And then you hear Elvis,
right,
and
right.
then you hear Lisa Marie,
exactly.
and so
right.
I'm glad you liked it, because yeah, there's a lot of work that
yeah.
We want Elvis to tell the story whenever we can find
right.
audio of Elvis to tell the story.
Right, right. And well, and it's a nice culminating at the gravesite, too, and stuff.
Yes.
So
yes.
So.
The idea is that I think you do get very emotional, even
right,
if
right.
you're not necessarily
right.
an Elvis fan when you first come to visit,
right.
As you walk through his life
right.
Up at the house and culminating with the meditation garden,
right.
it is an emotional experience.
Right. You guys have such a large complex here. Do you guys also have events planned as well, too, private events and stuff?
Yeah, we do. We host
yeah.
events,
yeah.
Whether it's weddings or corporate events.
Right.
We do a lot of things right here at Vernon's. We do okay. things at Presley Motors, the
right.
car museum. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So that was some really cool info on all the new stuff that is at Graceland. I definitely want to check it out, because I'm sure it's a little bit different experience. But you also got to check out a little bit more than music history in Memphis, right?
Yeah. I mean, so last week we actually mentioned Sun Records, the tour, and Stax Music, Soul Music, museum there at, and we had the links up there for you. So this week we're actually going to talk about the Memphis Rock and Soul Museum and the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. Now these both really cover the gamut of so much, you know, the history of music in Memphis, and also talk about, you know, the different acts that are today in Memphis or recently and stuff. So, you know, Rock and Soul is really about rock and roll and soul music, where the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, that one really kind of goes, you know, country to jazz to blues to rock and roll to soul as well and stuff. And again, they both have, you know, artists that are mentioned today and stuff. So, which is really great. And I think both places really give a history of Memphis music, including, you know, current groups, singers, rappers, indie bands that are there actually in Memphis today, which I think is really cool. So before we actually take off, and thanks for joining us for this episode of as we talk about all the things about Elvis Memphis, and as well beyond that too. So we're going to leave you with Stay Fly from Local Boys 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah! For the first time, it's going down history, baby. New 3-6 Mafia. Featuring 8-Ball and MJG. Young Buck. It's a Tennessee thing. We gotta stay. Stay.